This is In the Know for Friday, March 23, the 82nd day of 2018. There are 283 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know. Live on K105, 103.9 The Moose. Live online at K105.com via the Apple and Android WMTL and K105 apps. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, UK basketball season comes to an abrupt end. Last night in Atlanta, we'll tell you about that. Also, an accident on the parkway, we'll tell you about that. Plus, it's Fly High Friday. It'll be your chance to win tickets to see the Eagles coming up very soon. We've got that and a whole lot more today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife. The beautiful girl. It's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's Friday.
It's Yay. Friday, but my mood doesn't feel Friday-like. Plus, I feel, not only do I feel injured, but I feel insulted because this weather is terrible.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to have spring weather by now?
That's what I thought.
If basketball season comes to an end, that means it must be spring, which means we must have spring weather.
Yeah, I agree.
So I feel like I've been wrong somehow. Maybe this might cheer me up momentarily. She is the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year, Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
TGIF.
Yeah, I suppose. That's the only good thing about today, is it is Friday.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just take on the light for a minute? I'm trying really hard, but I can't. Free throws, free throws, free throws, free throws, free throws.
Threes, 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 threes. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm pretty sure that Kentucky, if you add it all together, free throw percentage, three-point percentage, field goal percentage, I think they shot 5% from the field.
That's a big number.
If you remember after, that means they missed 95% of their shots that they attempted to throw up. Do you remember in the SEC tournament after Wenyen Gabriel mm-hmm. made 7 of 7 mm-hmm. three-pointers?
Yeah.
And they interviewed him after the game and they said, what did it feel like? Mm-hmm. He said, it was like throwing rocks in the ocean.
Yeah.
They couldn't throw it in the ocean last night.
Where'd he go?
Well, we just...
Listen, kid.
It was obvious there was a lid on the basket. The shooting percentage was so bad early on that it just it got rattled. But hear me. As poorly as they played... They still had a chance to win at the end of the game, and that is a miracle.
I know. It makes me so sad. You've heard me say this before. I would rather lose by 20 than get to the point it's tied and lose at the very end.
The January cat showed up.
Yeah.
We've said many times this year, it depends upon which team showed up.
They are a schizophrenic team.
And I got to tell you, I also don't like Bruce Weber at all.
Yeah.
I didn't like Bruce Weber when he was at Illinois. I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Any particular reason, or he just rubs you wrong?
He reminds me of a ferret.
That's what I thought when I saw him. Ferret.
Hamidou Diallo got two quick fouls, which hurt the rotation. So, still had a chance to win. So now Kansas State goes on to play the Loyola Chicago Sister Jeans.
So, now I'm going to have to buy a Loyola shirt.
I'm for Loyola.
Absolutely. I'm for Sister Jean.
I don't know what their mascot is. They're the Loyola Chicago Sister
what?
Jeans.
Yeah. They're the Ramblers.
I don't care. They're
she's
the Sister
a,
Jeans.
She's
as
a
far
Ramblin'
as I'm
Sister
concerned.
Jean.
Yes. Yes. And at this point, anyone but Duke.
anyone. If this is the year, and the South region, the way that it went down with Arizona out, Kentucky out, like Cincinnati out, please let it be one of those teams. Let it be Loyola, or let it be Kansas State, or let it be somebody else. Just not. I was kind of cheering for Texas A&M on the other side because they're in the SEC, but they just got throttled last night.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, here's what I'm left with. All I can do to take heart is looking ahead to Tuesday.
True.
We're just going to get on the Toppers bandwagon as heavy as we can get on the Toppers bandwagon.
I like it. Let's do it.
I love it.
Red and black.
We've got a team in the Final Four. Sure, it's the Final Four of the NIT, but who cares?
Right?
They're going to Madison Square Garden, so stand up and cheer for the Toppers.
I've been there. I saw UK play there once.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my hair styled like Tavion Hollingsworth.
I like it. You got enough bangs for that?
I'm going to have to borrow some of your all's hair to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going
get
to
you
do
some
it.
Clip-on.
I like his hair.
No, I do too.
I'm kind of jealous about it.
I mean, I think everyone should
it? Be. Have
you seen
it? I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Envy. I have hair envy.
Yeah.
Last night at 5:45, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office, Caneyville Fire, and Grayson County EMS responded to 92-mile marker of eastbound WK Parkway to a single-vehicle accident. Deputies from the SO found that a Nissan Sentra driven by 18-year-old Leslie Swafford of Litchfield had left the parkway and struck a rock wall. According to police, she was lethargic and in and out of consciousness at the scene, bent down to scratch her ankle as she drove, resulting in the Sentra entering the median in a curve. She drove in the median for about 70 yards before re-entering the roadway, getting sideways, and crossing the eastbound lanes and striking a rock wall. At some point, the Sentra flipped onto its top. She had to be helped out of the vehicle by deputies and firefighters. She was treated at the scene by EMS, then transported to Twin Lakes Regional, and then was later airlifted to the University of Louisville Hospital. I don't know about, I know Leslie's dad, and think a lot of him. I wouldn't normally say this, but I did see this morning where the news story from our website was shared by Leslie herself. So I hope that's a good indication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know any more than that.
Yeah.
But
so Leslie graduated with my daughter, Mallory.
Right.
She's been to my house a few times. Sweet girl.
Okay.
Did see on her Facebook this morning she was sharing. So right. I think she's in a good place.
Yeah, I hope that's an indication of good
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. She was really touting her faith that you couldn't shake her to ever make her believe there wasn't a God after what she experienced
sure,
yesterday.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
so,
and she plays collegiate golf, too, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you have received a registration renewal notice on your boat from the Grayson County Clerk's Office, pump the brakes. I mean, boats don't have brakes, but the trailers do.
Mm-hmm.
So pump the brakes before you get crazy and mail in your registration. Because Sherry Weedman, the clerk, said in a release that she would like to inform all boat owners that there has been a printing error on some of the mail-out boat renewal tax notices. The notices state an incorrect tax amount that is due on the boats. She said state officials have been informed of the error and went on to say the state, the vendor who prints the notices, and clerks are aware of the issue and are working toward a solution. So she recommends that you call before you renew remotely. You can obviously stop by the office to renew or pay in person. They can clarify for you. But if you wanted to do that by mail or need to additional information, you can call 270-259-3201, and they'll help sort through that. But busy time of year, people are thinking about boating. Mm-hmm. Even though the weather doesn't look like it's spring, it is spring.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of fishing boats in the last couple of days.
Me too.
You know, temperature's getting right into that range where the hardy anglers, they don't care if it's 55 degrees. They're going fishing.
Oh, I thought it was because you shared that story that...
Well, that too.
We have too many fish and not enough water. They're stacking on top of each other.
I think there's a chance anglers were insulted that I said that. I might have been insinuating they weren't doing a good enough job of catching fish.
Gotcha.
And they said, well, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And to which I say, well done. Former UK basketball star and Kentucky Ag Commissioner Richie Farmer has been arrested on a DUI charge in Laurel County.
Wait a minute, stop. I thought he was locked up.
They turned him loose.
He served
27 months. Well, I mean, he didn't misappropriate any more government funds, so he learned his lesson on that. The DUI.
He just risked somebody's life.
Not so much. 48-year-old Farmer was booked into the Laurel County Detention Center just after 6 last evening. He served a 27-month sentence in federal prison for misappropriating government resources while in office. He pled guilty in the fall of 2013 to government corruption charges. He began serving prison time in a Brewston, West Virginia in March of 2014. He was one of Kentucky's unforgettables, and he was ordered to pay the state more than $120,000 in restitution. Here's what is interesting about this. So the fall of Richie Farmer as ag commissioner is what paved the way for Jamie Comer to lose the governor's race by 83 votes and to go on and become a congressman from the first congressional district in Kentucky.
Right.
Now, also think about this. In the history of this show, the day this show started, Richie Farmer was on the ballot for lieutenant governor. And we interviewed his running mate on show number one.
We did.
And now he served a federal prison sentence in that time and got locked up in Laurel County for boozing and cruising.
Oh, I do like that.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that before. But
no boozing and cruising, kiddos.
Boozing and cruising.
No boozing. Really, and cruising was too much. But
the post office is having a passport fair today, but I don't feel like going to a fair.
Well, I was going to go to a fair because I need my passport. However, I don't have a birth certificate.
I told her last night that I want to go get my passport renewed because I let it expire a couple of years ago, and I should have done it within the 12-month when you can get it renewed.
Yep.
So when I heard the post office was having a passport fair today, I said, I'm going to go do that. And then last night happened, and I don't feel like going and riding the Tilt-A-Whirl. Or getting a corn dog. Or having my weight guessed.
I think all those things sound lovely. I mean, what else are you going to do on a nice spring day on a Friday?
210 South Main Street, that post office here in Litchfield, from 8:30 to 3:30 today. The fair serves customers on a first-come, first-served basis. No appointments are needed, but there is limited capacity for acceptance. With the amount of sharing in social media that this story was getting, I'll be surprised if they don't have a brisk day at the post office.
Yeah.
Because let's not forget, if Kentucky doesn't get its act together on the real ID thing, perhaps as soon as by the first of the year, you're going to have a passport.
Yep.
To get on a domestic flight.
Just to get out of the state.
Or to get into a federal building.
Nobody's going to let us out of the state.
So we'll think about the number of people that we have that work in and around Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
That if their Kentucky driver's license doesn't get them on base, then they can't work.
True.
So it's just goofy. In the midst of the game last night, I did discover Senator Paul deciding if he can't beat them, he's going to join them. So Senator Paul took to Twitter last night to show his disdain for the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill.
I saw the photo on Facebook of him holding it.
Yes, I saw that one as well, which then led me to Twitter. And it was a series of tweets when he was being... There was some level of snark. It's the amount of snark that I really like. So, at one point he said, page 278. Only 1,954 to go. And then one tweet was, stop to get some pizza before resuming the work. But he is saying that there's a very good chance that he's going to, he's basically going to try and, he didn't say that he was going to vote no or going to try and hold it up, but he's not happy about it. And, he commented, $1 million for the Cultural Antiquities Task Force.
What do they do?
Well, we can't live without that, clearly.
No.
I mean, by its very name, we must have that.
I mean, we use them a lot.
By the way, he said it took 2 hours to print.
It's over 2,000 pages.
It's 1,954 is what he said. Maybe he's using a different printer setting. But 2 hours to print. It's over a foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our legislators in Frankfurt are meeting today, supposedly to try and hash out their differences on the biennial spending plan. They don't meet again until Tuesday in their respective chambers. So they're meeting right now. They've been meeting for about an hour and 20 minutes trying to figure out a consensus on, because they each kept saying, well, no, we're going to make this change and we're going to do that. And maybe they can get it together. They did pass a bill. The Senate passed a bill to revamp the workers' compensation system here in the Commonwealth. It passed the Senate yesterday. It's backed by business groups but opposed by organized labor groups. It will return to the House, which will consider changes made by senators. And if the House accepts the revised version, it will go to Governor Bevin. A key part of the bill would put time limits on benefits for some injured workers. There's like a 15-year benefit cap. Then with an annual renewal.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people hear only 15 years. It's 15 years before then they start taking a look on an annual basis. And if I recall correctly, that was then to try and allow the workers' compensation system then to reclassify into a disability and then go at the federal level on if you're disabled or not in Social Security and those types of things. So it's an attempt to reduce, I don't know if it will or not, it's an attempt to reduce insurance rates for employers on workman's comp or workers' comp. It's not just the men. It's everybody. Now, our legislators, they got a little bit of a black eye yesterday when something went awry with House Bill 302. House Bill 302 was originally reorganizing the Public Protection Cabinet, and it passed the House 82-1 last month. But then an amendment happened yesterday quickly, and it almost seems, one can make a case that while the world was paying attention to Atlanta, at least while the Commonwealth was paying attention to Atlanta, then there was something nefarious going on in Frankfurt that they're trying to put themselves in a position where they don't suffer the same fate as the John Yarmouth, Jeff Hoovers and the Michael Merediths and the Jim DeCesare's and the, mm-hmm. They were trying to make a provision that says they could talk about state business on their personal phone lines and it would not be part of public record.
So would this be kind of like an executive session where those in charge have a little bit of privacy?
No. Well, I mean, it could be. The people who are for it are saying this. They're saying, we're part-time lawmakers with full-time jobs. Some of us still have regular jobs that we go home to. Mm-hmm. Our homes are our homes. Our phone lines are our phone lines. Our privacy is our privacy. We should be able to talk about state business and then us not be subject to having open records requests where you can subpoena or find my texts that I exchange on my personal phone. Well, I understand the desire for that, but that could be so easily abused that it usurps or circumvents our sunshine laws that we have here in the Commonwealth. That if you're doing the people's business, the people have a right to know it, except for specific things like litigation or purchase of land or things like that are constitutionally or legally allowed for bodies to do. But if you just said, if they say, oh, well, this is my own personal burner phone, I can talk to whoever I want to about whatever I want to. And if they have a burner phone and it's another lawmaker, or we go on a party line and we can talk about whatever we want to and we have a quorum, I think there's too much that can be abused in that than to be gained on the other side.
Right. I understand people do have a right to privacy when it's your personal things. You have to be able to step away and say you're not privy to everything in my life just because I am a lawmaker. However, we also, if all of you had always done the right thing in your job, we wouldn't have this situation. So that's the problem. You've muddied the water for everybody else that makes us go, wait a minute, we feel like you're trying to hide things.
Don't you feel like the optics of the timing of this is extremely poor?
Yes.
Considering what we've just been through.
Yes.
Since mid-October.
Mm-hmm. It is a terrible time.
And now we're saying, hey, here's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it where we can talk in secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No secret societies allowed in legislation.
Good news for Walter McCarty, who was part of the 1996 National Champion Wildcats and who is from Evansville, Indiana. He is returning home to be the head coach of the University of Evansville.
Very cool.
So McCarty was graduating from high school in Evansville about the time that I was in Evansville in that era. So it was kind of fun to be around during that time because people were people were all about UK and Evansville during those days because that's where McCarty was going, and everybody in town knew who Walter McCarty was. So pretty neat. Calvert Chaney also was played on a team. He was 4 years older than McCarty, but he was from Evansville as well. Big IU standout. You all don't know who Calvert Chaney is, but a lot of people do. You, by you all, I mean the two of you non-sporty Von Sporties over here.
We get it.
Well, I didn't. You all was a broad term. I'm talking about just the two I'm looking at, not the all of the ones I'm talking
Thanks
to.
Thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
For narrowing it down.
After being rained out or snowed out in the first three scheduled games, the Cougar baseball team finally got into action yesterday. They hosted the Hornets of Hancock County at Don Lee Field. But as Don Brown writes, the Hornets were rude guests.
Really?
As they handed the Cougars a 9-1 loss.
Oh.
Sophomore Dylan O'Brien went all seven innings for Hancock County, allowing just a single unearned run on four hits. Cougar senior Braxton Hodges went six innings and was tagged with the loss after giving up a first inning 3-run home run to shortstop Jacob White. So, It's nice to have baseball stories, especially after last night. Bring on the Yankees.
Yes.
Bring on the Masters. Bring on the Yankees. That's what I'm ready for. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
I'm your man. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon. Don't wanna please you. Don't wanna keep you. Don't wanna do it all.
In the Know is brought to you. Can I tell that in a minute? Okay. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-de-doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. All ready for Easter. Palm Sunday is this Sunday. That makes Easter just over a week away. Good Friday, a week from today. And so if you need floral for Easter or any other occasion, or you need Simply Southern, or you need Vera Bradley, or you need whatever it is, stop by Whoop-de-doo Design. They have Simply Southern Easter baskets, and we'll be giving away a Simply Southern Easter basket later on in the show today. And we're going to go ahead and put some Eagles tickets in the Easter basket for you to win.
Basket.
So Eagles tickets in the Easter basket from Simply Southern Whoop-de-doo Design for Fly High Friday.
Can we call it an Eagles nest?
Yes, it is an Eagles nest. And by the way, today is Puppy Day.
Okay.
And today is Chip and Dip Day.
I was going to say, I'd like to have some puppy chow.
You need some
chips and dip.
The way your jeans are over there fitting, I might encourage you to have an extra helping of chips and dip because it looks like your jeans are about to leave you.
I really thought I'd lost, like, I had had the miracle weight loss overnight and lost 10 pounds and realized I got to work. I had on my 6 foot tall daughter's jeans.
Well, I think we should trade jeans.
Okay.
You take mine.
I think those used to be mine.
They were.
I got out of those and get on.
Will those be hand me sideways?
Yeah. Hand them over,
they're
sister.
Not, they're not hand me down.
I'll trade.
They're not hand them up. They're hand them over.
Well, you got that might fit me this week. I'll bring you mine.
So here on Chip and Dip Day, North Americans might pick sour cream and onion or salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah, I know.
The top flavors for crisps. That's what they call them in the United Kingdom. They're not potato chips. They're crisps.
I like that.
And they like roast beef and mustard.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
That's, I like
interesting.
It. I love mustard.
Yeah, and I would love to have that roast
always
beef
good.
Flavor
good.
With a mustardy mm-hmm. on a chip. Excuse me, on a crisp.
That because be what good. They call chips Yum. Are actually fries, right? Fish and chips?
Yes, what they call chips are fries, right. Also, smoked ham and pickle is a flavor of crisp in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
I can see where that would be good.
Cuban-y right there.
Yeah.
The Swiss in Switzerland, they like paprika on their crisps.
Ooh. I don't really think it has a taste.
I don't either, but it looks pretty.
It does on deviled eggs.
It has a taste.
Does it?
It definitely has a taste. Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Going to go eat a tablespoonful to find out.
Absolutely, yeah, it does. In Thailand, they like prawn-flavored chips. And in Egypt, the kebab is popular.
Okay. Well, what's on the kebab?
Right. Hot bean and jalapenos.
I mean, is it a veggie kebab, a chicken kebab, shrimp?
Maybe they kebab differently there than what we do.
Maybe they grow kebabs like we grow corn dogs around lakes.
Maybe. Corn dogs on...
What are those things called that look like corn dogs?
Cattails.
Yeah. Is that their actual name? Is that their plant name? Get somebody ask collard.
No, that's not their... It's not their genus and phylum name.
Okay. Oh, look at you. Nice.
I went to science class once.
I did too.
Terrible. I got a C minus in botany.
Botany.
Isn't that botany?
It is.
Yeah, that's where we get, it's the root for botanical, right? I've been to a botanical garden. I've seen an orchid.
You did well.
April Fool's Day. A week from Sunday, so it's going to be really odd to have Easter and April Fool's same day.
It's strange.
You're going to have to be additionally on guard.
Yeah.
I think typically people are a little defensive on April 1st, but there will be an added layer. There will be added ways of getting got this April Fool's Day.
That's what I say, getting got.
But it makes me wonder, why is April Fool's a thing?
I don't know.
One person we can blame is my buddy Chaucer.
Oh.
Okay. You remember I had to read the Canterbury Tales aloud in senior English class.
You did. Man, if that was only recorded.
In which I made my own Canterbury Tales. I took drastic liberties with Chaucer's material. But one of his writings was, in the Canterbury Tales, is the Nun's Priest's Tale. And it makes a reference to March 32nd. So it was a tongue-in-cheek shot at some people not knowing how to turn the calendar over. So, and if you couldn't figure out there was not a March 32nd, you were considered a fool.
Okay.
April 1 became April Fool's Day, but we didn't start pranking until the 1700s. So Chaucer, 1369 is Canterbury Tales. 1700 is roughly when we started doing some pranking, if that helps. Now, with the alignment of April Fool's Day and Easter Sunday, it can make Misty the target for someone sneaking in some nasty jelly beans on her.
I'd probably still eat them.
But my question is, what's your favorite flavor of jelly bean?
Yeah, it's the red.
Does the red have a flavor?
Jolly Rancher.
Okay.
Red. I'm not real sure.
Would it be strawberry or cherry?
I'm going to go, it's probably the cherry.
Okay.
The purple's good, too. The purple's tart.
Is that grape?
I guess it would
like
be grape.
Sour grape?
Mm-hmm. And it's tart.
Don't cry sour grapes. Last year's number one flavor, black licorice.
What's wrong with people?
I hate black licorice.
It's terrible.
We're 100% hate black licorice in this studio.
That's so right. I have a feeling in the building. Exactly. I mean, are people just doing it to be punished?
It's gross. People are lying just to skew the numbers.
Did they give up all other forms, all other flavors of jelly beans for Lent, and they can only
eat... Did they fast for 40 days, and that's all they had?
Maybe.
Like, that's how they broke their fast?
Maybe.
And it was so good.
By the way, I saw John Dickerson say yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning that it was good that Sister Jean had given up losing for Lent.
Oh, we like it, Sister Jean.
Okay.
It's going to make me rethink Lent next year.
That's right. Number two, buttered popcorn is the second most popular flavor of jelly bean. In 2017 alone, 1.43 million pounds of buttered popcorn jelly beans and 1.31 million pounds of black licorice jelly beans were sold throughout the United States.
I could do the buttered popcorn. I'd like to try that.
How about cotton candy or blueberry or chocolate or cinnamon or coconut or watermelon?
I like chocolate coconut. I would try a watermelon.
How about peach?
Found a friend.
Peach ones?
I love peach. Found a friend who likes black licorice. He just texted.
So you've got that one.
We've got that one.
One
has been identified. One Jim Booth has been identified as the man who eats black licorice
in Grayson County.
Jim, I'm going to say, though, you're the only one we get in Grayson County. So if there's another, they have to leave.
You got
to
leave.
Yeah. And it's your job, Jim, to escort them to the
border. It's a licorice lover leave town match.
Yes. I mean, every county has that one guy.
Don't we, though?
So we claim Jim.
Doesn't every county have that one guy?
Yeah. So, if there's another one, Jim, you have to make them leave.
Instagram says it has heard your complaints about its algorithm-based feed, and now it's making changes to display more photos and videos closer to chronological order. The Facebook-owned photo-sharing app announced yesterday that newer posts will now be more likely to appear first in users' feeds. The change comes after users complained of seeing old posts in their Instagram feeds following the app switch from a chronological-based display back in 2016. So I have no idea.
Nor do I. I don't use it.
Is this a problem? Are you an Instagrammer?
No.
Okay.
My kids are. I mean, I have it, but I rarely get on there. Rarely get on Instagram. But this is the same complaint that we all have with Facebook.
Exactly. But it does bring up a good point. So Facebook's been in such trouble this week.
Uh-huh.
You know, people talking about this. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go to Instagram. Mm-hmm. Well, that is Facebook. The same company.
Therefore, they took their problem with them.
Their business practices.
Their algorithm works
are most
the same.
Likely going to be the same. It's, I'm over here on Instagram where my privacy is protected. Okay. Yes, because they're not doing any data mining there. Here's something that may surprise you. Even if you don't do drugs, there's a surprisingly decent chance your fingerprints have traces of cocaine and even heroin.
That is fantastic news.
What?
Slightly more than 1 in 10 drug-free study participants had cocaine in their prints, and 1% had heroin.
How many people just started licking their fingers? Don't do that, people. That's not good for public health.
Wow.
Don't lick your fingers.
So it's just because of money, right?
Yes.
And other surfaces.
I'm going to say yes.
It's that those drugs come in contact with.
It's just scattered around that much. Wowza.
How often do you send food back in a restaurant?
It has to be bad.
Yeah?
It has to be bad.
Yeah, I'm not bad about doing that.
No. I mean, it has to
I will do it, but I don't want to.
It has to have some hair in it.
Right. Most often the way I'll get you is that you won't see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because it's not a big enough deal. Because now, by the time I send it back, we hope it's going to be right when it comes back. But the extra time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and what, you know, everybody makes mistakes. And it's how you recover from your mistakes. But sure. I just kind of just rather be like, nah, I'm finished. I'm out. But, interestingly, a new study shows that millennials are afraid to send back food at restaurants. More and more. Like older people are much more inclined to send it back. Millennials are not. And I have a feeling the closer you drift toward being a millennial, the more likely you are to not really want to do it.
So I'm going to guess it's because they think they're going to do something to their food? Or is it because they're just trying to be...
It's more about uncomfortable in doing it.
Mm.
Older customers are more likely to send food back than 18 to 34-year-olds. According to a recent survey of 1.8 million people, if there's a problem with a restaurant meal, 61% of those over age 55 say they're comfortable sending food back. 52% of millennials feel uncomfortable doing so. In fact, 15% of this younger group would never send food back.
That's interesting.
Circumstances play a part in customers' behavior, and among respondents surveyed, here are the top reasons they would send food back in a restaurant. Overcooking, dislike of the food, poor presentation, and small portion size fell off significantly as reasons for a return. 85% said the meal was wrong. 82% said if the food was undercooked. 81% said if the food had a hair in it.
Mm.
And 80% said if the plate was not clean.
Yeah, no, I would send back for those things.
Yeah, me too.
You know the thing that bothers me the most anymore? Silverware.
Yeah, but you got it. But listen, if you're going to send it back, do not punish your server.
Oh, no.
It's
not their fault.
Be polite about it.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah,
mistakes happen. Don't be a jerk.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can point it out. There's a way to do it.
Absolutely.
But I think more and more of it's, yeah, you got to, don't give me nasty silverware. I don't want to see it. We got to get to a break. Be back with more. Fly High Friday, your chance to win, coming up here on In the Know.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear.
Way.
It's a truth, and I hope it up to you.
I
did you know? Dreams get more weird as the night wears on. Probably seem like that, but apparently that is true.
Yeah.
That the longer you go in sleep, mm-hmm. the more weird.
I believe that.
So that 5:55 a.m. dream for me is super cray.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen. All right, here's today's water cooler question. This is going to be your chance. Fly High Friday. So you are going to win an Easter basket from Simply Southern and Whoop-De-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield, and we're going to put two Eagles tickets in the basket. Misty called it an Eagles Nest basket.
The Eagles Nest with a handle.
So you get your Easter basket, and you get two tickets to see the Eagles. If you can solve today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000, before the phones fill up, pick a number between 1 and 6.
4.
4 is the number. Very good. 270-259-6000. Here's the question. 25% of married couples say this annoys them more than anything about their significant other. 25% of married couples say this annoys them more than anything about their significant others. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000 is the number to call. 25% of married couples say this annoys them more than anything about their significant other. Weekend movie premieres while the phones load up. Pacific Rim Uprising is out today. Isle of Dogs is out today. Unsane is out today. Sherlock Gnomes. That's what we need, more gnome movies. Midnight Sun.
Of the detective kind.
And a PG-13 drama is out today, just in time for Easter. It's called Paul, Apostle of Christ.
I want to see that.
So Jim Caviezel, I think this is the one they tweeted about that said the original Jesus was going to be in this movie. They mean Jim Caviezel, who was in The Passion of the Christ. It's the story of Paul, from the most infamous persecutor of Christians to Jesus Christ's most influential apostle.
And where is it playing?
It's in theaters today.
I wonder if it's close by.
I don't know.
I'd like to see that.
You're just a Fandango away from finding out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phones. You said 4, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, that means Laura gets the first shot. Good morning, Laura. 25% of married couples say this annoys them most about their significant other.
Not taking directions.
Not taking directions. Yeah. That's a good one. That's not what we're looking for. Let's go to Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Their spouse is controlling.
Being a control freak.
Oh, I don't have that problem, but
is
I can't imagine.
Correctamundo.
I don't have that problem because I chose wisely.
Brittany, do you have a spouse?
I do.
Is he or she controlling, a control freak?
No.
That's good, because you'd put them in their place, right?
Yeah.
Hey, have fun at the Eagles. Have fun hunting Easter eggs with your new Easter basket from Simply Southern and Whoop-De-Doo, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hold on, thank you. Oracle's going to get your information. All right, so coming up on Big Bang Theory, the season finale is a couple of weeks away. If you have been watching The Young Sheldon, it has been interesting to see Sheldon's upbringing. The season finale of The Big Bang Theory will be the wedding of Sheldon and Amy.
Oh, okay.
Which presents special challenges in that Sheldon's family is going to have to come to the wedding. Now, we know who Sheldon's mom is. Sheldon's mom is Lori Metcalf on Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. But weirdly, Laurie Metcalf's daughter is Sheldon's mom on Young Sheldon.
Oh, that's fun.
It's great.
It is. Yeah, and yeah, you yeah, see, I like you, that. When you see her, you first, I know who that is. Right. And then you look it up, and they're actually mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he has a twin sister who has already made an appearance on The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, right?
Missy.
And so, the actress has already been decided for that role, but his brother...
George
mm-hmm. has never made an appearance on The Big Bang Theory.
Can't wait to see who it is.
Now, George is Texas through and through. He's football player. He's
crass.
Right?
Yeah.
He's crass. He's, you know, he makes armpit noises.
He's Wayne.
He's the opposite. That's right.
Yes,
he's
yes.
Wayne the Butthead.
So
that's exactly what it is. And you remembered, I drew conclusions to Wonder Years with this show, right? That's who he is. So who do they get to play Wayne the Butthead, George the brother on Big Bang Theory?
Do you know? Or do
yes,
you
I do know.
I don't
and
know.
You'll think spot on, and you'll think spot on.
Okay. I don't know. I'm excited to hear.
Because you've not watched The Young Sheldon. Jerry O'Connell.
Who?
Jerry O'Connell has hosted with Kelly a lot, but he was the athlete in Jerry Maguire, right? But he looks like him.
He does.
You're telling me you don't like that?
Yeah, okay, so that makes sense.
You know him.
Yeah, I do know him.
I think he'll play an excellent
He looks like Wayne the Butthead.
George Cooper. They're about the same age, actually.
Sure.
We're going to get to a break. By the way, congratulations to Brittany on winning the Easter basket and the Eagles tickets. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know. How we operate a universal remote control with reckless abandon.
Yes.
Right? Go to the store, and they hand you something called a universal remote control, and you just start adjusting the volume of televisions everywhere.
Yep. We have no idea.
So here I am adjusting the volume to suit me, and I'm messing with your TV way across town.
Uh-huh. Some people call it ghost. I call it Mark's in charge of the universal remote again.
I mean, I think the universal remote control is a little broadly named, actually. I think it just should be called all the things in your house remote.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would make more sense. So I reached a bit of an epiphany this morning. The difference between, I don't know if you all would probably get this. If you have a conversation with me, not in this studio or not on the air, are you all aware that I don't use my hands when I talk? But when we're working, my hands never stop moving.
I think you use your hands more in here than you realize.
Oh,
no, he's saying
no,
that.
No, I'm saying my hands never stop moving in here.
Right.
But if you and I are talking after the show, having a conversation, hands won't move.
I heard that backwards.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. And I'm thinking about it, trying to figure it out. But yes, I think you're right.
I think it's because you put on a whole new personality when you walk through that door.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's you, but...
It's exactly the same.
Mm-mm.
Never different. Only difference is my hands.
It's like an unleashed Mark when you turn the microphone on. It's like, I get to do whatever I want to do.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, I think you do.
That's a little broad.
I think you do.
No, I don't think so.
I don't feel like you've been holding back these last few years.
Oh, there's some things I've been holding back.
I want to say 90% of it has been shared. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's a pretty good number.
Still, there's some things. There are some things.
Yeah, there's some parting shots on the last show.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I got a list.
Yep.
Got my own. We may have to have three ending shows, one for each of us.
Who gets to go last?
Me, because it was my idea.
It was your idea, but he made it work. I'm still not sure why I'm here.
It's my idea to have three last shows if we have one.
on TV.
We'll just do, okay, look.
Sorry, my attention was immediately taken to the corner, by the way.
I just looked at that picture again. You know, and we'll share that on the last show.
Right.
I say we just, since she says she doesn't know, she doesn't really have anything, you and I just do like dueling pianos. We'll just, you name one, I'll name one. You name one, I'll name one. Bam, bam. Like a boxing match with microphones.
I'd like to have a last show. It's entitled Lion or Not. Right? So I just like to make random statements and then let people figure out whether I'm telling the truth or not.
Or if it's about them.
Yeah, or if maybe it's about them.
Do you
exactly.
feel convicted when I make this statement? Then this could be about you.
On TV tonight, all the late night shows are reruns because of late night basketball, except for Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel has Leslie Mann on tonight. SNL this week is a rerun. It's the Saoirse Ronan and U2, one from a couple of months back. Today's highlight in history. This date in 1775, Patrick Henry delivered an address to the Virginia Provincial Convention in which he is said to have declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." In 1806, explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, having reached the Pacific coast, began their journey back east. That factoid always puzzles me.
Why?
It would just, I mean, you've seen the left coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But for all that Meriwether and Lewis, all that that search party, all that expeditionary party went through to get there, it would have been difficult to turn around and walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we got to go through this again.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to drive away or fly away quickly, but like they had to like in wagons, kept turning around, looking over their shoulder. Sure, we can't stay a little longer.
Right, gotta go back to that.
Are we back to the Mississippi River yet? And Lewis kept saying to Clark, "Don't make me come back there." Pakistan became an Islamic Republic this day in 1956. Who was in charge of who? Was Clark in charge of Meriwether? Or?
I'm going to go. It probably swapped.
I mean,
it
was Lewis and Clark. Was Lewis in charge of Clark or Clark in charge of Lewis?
Right.
Titanic tied an Academy Awards record by winning 11 Oscars this date in 1998. Birthdays today. Rick Ocasek from The Cars is 69. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is 66. Chaka Khan is 65. Perez Hilton is 40 today. Gone but not forgotten. Joan Crawford was born in 1904. Roger Bannister, Sir Roger Bannister, just this month went from celebrity birthday to gone but not forgotten. He was born this date in 1929. He passed away back on March the 3rd. Moses Malone was born this date in 1955. He's a son of the original Moses.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how many people I can get to believe that.
Sadly, more than I'm willing to admit.
1949. Everybody loves Red Foley.
Civilized people live there all right, but they all go needy on Saturday night.
Isn't that your favorite Red Foley song? Tennessee Saturday Night?
You know, it's one I wrote down this morning when I was thinking about Red Foley.
I knew he was up there in your top 10.
Yep,
Breathless.
Is that one of your top 50 Jerry Lee Lewis songs?
It's probably one of my top three.
Oh, top three.
But I like it the way that they've redone it in the movie. I don't like the original.
Was it him and like they just remixed it, or was it Dennis Quaid?
I think it was Dennis Quaid actually singing it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Before you go to bed,
my baby. 1967. Let me tell you, there are some songs from Walk the Line that I like Joaquin Phoenix's version more than I like Johnny Cash's version.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Jackson is one that I like the Jackson from the movie better than Jackson, the original.
I do, too.
hotter than a pepper sprout.
We got married in a fever.
1976. Tom T. Hall.
He was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have.
I can't believe you're not even complaining. I think he you just know. I'm waiting.
I checked out a little bit ago.
I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his
this sage wisdom
replied.
Right here.
It's faster horses, younger really women, older whiskey, and more money.
That was a number one song in 1976.
It was.
And you're going to hear it the first Friday in May.
Okay. Thank you for the warning.
Several times.
I won't be here that Friday. If you could write me off schedule.
That's Hot Pockets Day.
Oh, I really
Day.
Won't. I was joking.
No, you're right.
No, we
you,
really
you won't
will.
Be here on. Yeah. You're not here on Oaks Day.
No, that's, I'm not.
Hot Pockets will probably come back. Mm-hmm. He was here last year.
I should be in Florida with the cheer team.
Oh, by the way, y'all having a chili supper or something,
chili
right?
supper tomorrow on auction. Please come and support our teams.
Where's that at?
It's Clarkson Community Center.
Okay, good. The new Clarkson.
Right. Wait,
the,
I think that. Hold on.
You better check that.
That. This is where it was last year.
You better check it before you wreck it.
Yeah, I may mess that up.
Let's
oh,
see. 85. Phil Collins, One More Night. Let's move forward to 1994. Mariah Carey.
No, I can't forget the scene in your face as you were leaving. But
oh, Lord, I'm way off. It's Knights of Columbus Hall.
Oh.
Don't go to Clarkson. Go to the Knights of Columbus
AFC,
Hall.
AFC, and it's tomorrow.
Dinner at 5, auction at 7.
Right. Tomorrow.
Don't listen to me. Who put me on radio?
Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Will there be a fish fry?
Yes. You start there tonight,
I'm really
and
confused.
You stay. For the fish tonight and the chili tomorrow.
Can somebody put a treadmill down there? Because I'm going to eat enough fish
yes.
that I have to be on the treadmill all day tomorrow to enjoy the chili.
Come on. You got to wear a sweatband.
Will you do me a favor? Will you go to the fish fry for me and fill up my to-go box?
Okay.
I'm too lazy to do that.
Okay.
Thank you. 2003. 15 years ago today.
You giving me money?
I'm giving you 50 cents.
Okay.
Go,
Shawty.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday. We're going to party.
All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and... end that song right there.
Yep, yeah. Mm. Yep, that's about as safe as it
is. It said international version.
Oh. Yeah.
6 years ago today.
Think you left me broken.
Kelly Clarkson.
Think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me because you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you?
By the way, that shirt she wears on The Voice is ugly.
It really is.
I hate that shirt.
Yeah. I think it's a dress, isn't it?
I don't know. Probably big enough to be a dress.
Oh.
Well, I just mean that it's fit. It could be a dress.
Is it the golden black?
Yes, it's the black. It's the jersey-looking thing. It's ugly.
Mm.
I'd rather she dress like Katy Perry on Idol. Well, no, actually, I wouldn't hurt. I'm fine with Katy Perry dressing the way she dresses. Well, it's true. Anything before we go?
Not now.
You sure?
Yep.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Michel Montaigne. The French essayist said, a man who fears suffering is already suffering from what he fears. A man who fears suffering is already suffering from what he fears. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here on Monday for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.